The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the
good morning, Philadelphia. I am your host, Michael Sloan. I'm here with Brian. Fagans, McCara, Sloan, and we also have another guest. I want you, Mr. Fagans, to introduce him.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. Let's adjust these headphones. I'm going to put this on. So we have a very, very good friend of mine here today. His name is James Berry. I have my own business, and he has done three of my websites. I met this brother back at my church, Christ Haven in Darby. So we've been hanging around each other quite a bit. He actually is the owner of GetYourWebPage.com. He has designed websites, mobile websites for Larry's Cheesesteaks on 54th Street, across from St. Joe's, where I attended high school, where I attended college. And we're getting him on board to help us put together more of our social media presence and marketing and everything. So he is joining with us today. Elder Berry is what I call him. James Berry is what other people call him. You want to say hello, sir?
Hello, everyone. It's just a pleasure to be here on the show with these wonderful gentlemen, just here to help in any way that we can.
There's also a sister on the phone, too. McCara. Hey, McCara.
Yes, hi.
How was your weekend?
Mine was good. It was peaceful. Outdoors.
Mine was peaceful. I call her baby girl, but I don't say that on the radio. But, you know, she's McCara on the radio, but baby girl. That's my daughter there. Mr. Berry, you know, there's a herb called elderberry.
Yes.
It's a great herb, too. It's good for your immune system, by the way.
Yes.
Glad to have you on board. I want to double back to what we, you know, where we picked off at before we get down to new things. And, you know, last week we had some callers on about DHS. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, they had a rally there on Friday with Councilman O and Cindy Bass. It was a touching and very heartbreaking rally, but at the same time uplifting. You know, they talked about DHS and, you know, some of the horrific stories that go on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're five times more likely to be displaced in DHS here in Philadelphia than in New York.
Wow.
Think about how many, you know, people are in New York, but Philadelphia, it's a crazy amount of people that they, you know, displace children from their families. Statistically speaking, it's not good when that happens. So in one area, you're hoping that the child is safe, but they monetized it.
Yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, it, you know, when you look at how the, it looks like a racially motivated industry, and I don't know if it's racially as much as it's money. It's just that when you pick on poor people, they can't defend themselves. Mm. So when you take a kid from a home, from a, you know, bad situation, but then you take them from a bad situation and you make it even worse.
Yes, sir.
So the system is clearly broken. And then you have people who, it's not funny, but you go after people because they're speaking and talking out against you. Then you abuse your power and you go after them for speaking out against you. But the problem that it exposes them, because now you're going after someone who has the wherewithal to fight you, because they can lawyer up. But the fact of the matter is they still take their child for 3 months. And, you know, some of the stories are so horrific that they do to some of these kids. You take them out of the frying pan and you put them in the fire. And to me, there wasn't enough people there at the rally. It was enough, but you had so many mothers crying about how DHS illegally took their child.
And I apologize. Last Friday, my son went on a prom, so I was getting the car clean. I'm trying to make sure he has ties and all this stuff. So I mentioned to Brother Frazier, I almost said Donald. Donald is my pastor, George Frazier. Mm-hmm. I was really trying to get there, but I had to send my son off on a prom with my niece, so mm-hmm. that took up a good amount of my afternoon. And speaking of DHS, we had a tragedy on the block. So Friday, we were celebrating my son going on a prom, and Sunday, a little boy, I won't mention a name that'll come up later, but I did talk to his parents yesterday, because you mentioned DHS, and I talked to him yesterday. A young man, 12 years old, it was a fight with his brother. Mom takes his phone, and he hung himself. So I pulled up to my mom's on Sunday, mm-hmm. and they were, my sister said they had just taken him out. So I am going to try and do some fundraising in the East Falls area. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a vigil on Friday, and Saturdays and Sundays, I'm going to have some of the young people out there holding buckets for the parents, mm-hmm. because I'm an insurance adjuster. I sell property and casualty. My brother sells the life and health insurance. That's how Reverend Sloan and I met. He's been on the show before as well. Suicide is not covered if you get it if it happens within the first 2 years of a policy.
Right.
So if it happens afterwards, but regardless of how that policy is going to go, I'm just going to put my boots on the ground and talk. And the point you were making about DHS, the father yesterday, his name is Thomas, and Tyree was the little boy who's no longer here. Don't know if it was, he thought about it. It's something he saw on the internet and he changed mm-hmm. his mind, but the end result is he's deceased. So the father mentioned DHS, and he mentioned that you can't, what do you do with your kids? He said the kids in the back hanging out the window, they're doing all kind of stuff, and you say something to your child and you discipline them and they go to school.
Right.
And now DHS is at his house, and he's like, well, your child's in the refrigerator, everything's stocked. So DHS didn't give him a hard time, but DHS is it's tough because they come at the 11th hour like police officers. So
right.
I apologize. I wasn't able to be there, but I did have some events. They're going to do a vigil. I'm going to try look to mm-hmm. collect some money. I'm going to put it on Facebook. People can send stuff to my Cash App. So I do apologize. I wasn't there, but I'm going to start to try and get more people involved.
You know, it's for us, you know, there's no apology needed. It's just that, you know, as black men, we just need to participate more, period. Me included. Because, you know, you pick out our events that we want to attend. Yeah, mm-hmm. This one, I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. But I'm so glad I did, because, you know, it was a hassle because I had so much to do. But I said, you know what? I'm going to support this one. I'm going to go see what it's about. You know, I didn't want to drive down. I wind up catching SEPTA. You know, I haven't been on something in a long time.
Ooh, boy.
I said, what am I getting myself into?
Yeah, our young people.
So, but I am, you know, I'm enriched because of, remember I always said, fortunately for African-Americans, unfortunately, we really only gather if there's racism. Mm-hmm.
And funerals.
Yeah. I mean, large gatherings.
Yes.
But as a people, we only come together. But we need to figure out how to come together over something positive other than, you know, racism. And, you know, with this DHS thing, it's you know, loosely based on racism. I wouldn't
even
say
loosely. I was going to ask. I remember when we had the doctor on the show and when we had Wanda on the show, they talked about that they did have some possible solutions that they came up with.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could share some of those with us.
They shared, but I wasn't really, I can't repeat them because I wasn't, I don't remember. I need some more mint leaf. That's my memory drink that I make. I often tell people, who would like to know the ingredients to my memory drink? Because it really does work. Would you like to know?
Yes.
I would tell you, but I forgot. the key ingredient is mint leaf, though. That's it, mint leaf. I tell people, if you're beginning to lose your memory, just chew on a mint leaf. It actually helps. But, you know, during that time, you had people who are hollering out, people who are interrupting the rally because of their pain. And I remember Councilman Cindy Bass, she was like, you know, this is a one of the protesters. They were like, this is a travesty. She was crying and, you know, DHS took my kids, you know, saying all this stuff and against the politicians who were up there and so forth. And the people were saying, let her speak. And it just took over, you know, the event itself. And I was like, I wonder how this is going to turn out. Because the cameras are rolling, the news is there, and let her speak. And she was just so disruptive that they could not continue, you know, with their, you know, rally. And Cindy Bass said, you know what, we're not having this. And they became louder. Let her speak. I'm like, all right, how's this going to turn out?
Wow.
And she stated again, we are not having this. And I know Councilman O was like, come on, this is not the time. This is not the time. But they went louder. Let her speak. And she got louder. This is not happening. And as they were hollering, she said, why? She said, hold on. I know your pain. I feel your pain. She started then empathizing. And that's how she got control. She said, listen, this rally is for you. But we can't have it done this way because nothing is going to get accomplished.
Decency and order has to be.
Correct. You know, this is about coming up with solutions as opposed to just having our pain. We need to come up with a solution. She said, everybody out here is feeling pain over there. That's why you're here. But now to direct it at us, who's trying to come up. She said, I understand you don't care about that. You only want your children. You only feel the pain that you feel. But still, we have business to take care of.
And just as you said, they went louder as my seat drops. It always happens. I don't know what happens here, but we have to, you mentioned going louder. And when we're dealing with problems in leadership, you spend 80% of the time on the solution. I'm going to say it again, 80% of the time on the solution. I'm going to say it one more time, 80% of the time on the solution and only 20% of the time on the problem. So if you listeners paid attention, I said 80% of the time on the solution three times. Body, soul, and spirit, and I only mentioned problems one time. So our emotional quotient, we get so revved up and riled up about things that happen to us because we internalize it, just like the little boy who took his life or however it happened. We internalize. Some people internalize and they privatize. They go inward, and some people internalize and verbalize. But it just can't be about emotion. It has to be solution based. And then also fear of loss. If someone tells you that, hey, you got to get your stuff together to get your children to be a better parent, then that's something that you need to do. And I had to go to my son's both of his schools. He goes to a Votech school in Ashton, and he goes to school in Upper Darby. And I had to visit to talk about some stuff, you know, right before graduation. And I thought as I was leaving, and I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to put it out there because I love people. I'm like Reverend Stone. I just give stuff away. People may try and take it, but I'm going to create something called the parent report card, only for the strong. Because a lot of times in life, we always want to judge and monitor and measure a child's capacity. How are they judging us as parents, as leaders, as politicians, as pastors? As married folks, as seniors, as people in the community. So that's one of the double standards I think we got to get past. Just growing up in the inner city, being a person of color, because I've given up the term black, even though this is the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. That's what you guys are listening for. I'm from outer space. I'm a galaxy. I was sitting with Dr. Barry here and Reverend Sloan, and I tell people I'm a galaxy. So I'm made up of all kind of amazing things. But guess what? You are, too. You have billions of cells and bloods and channels of vessels and veins running through you. The body heals itself. So it says my people destroy for the lack of knowledge, of self, of health, of wealth, of foundation, of God, of money, of lawyers, of application of laws. So we need a lot of help. So if we could get more support, Brother Jamal SKU Johnson, he's out all over the city. I promote him on Facebook often. After someone dies, he's there. After someone is killed, he's there protesting. So we need more support. Many hands make the load light. That's another concept from leadership that I learned with my good friend Dr. Barry here at our church. So guys, we need more support. I've been sending out our Facebook page. We now have a Facebook page, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. Go on there, go on the internet and like us. Dr. Barry, well, I call him Dr. Barry all the time, Doc. He's going to help us get that out more. We have an event coming up in May, so we are on the move. Reverend Sloan needs help, so we appreciate volunteers and cooperation. And do we have any callers calling in today? Or am I curious? Did you want to chime in on anything?
I'm not sure if they're going to make it. I know David, Councilman O is in session, so I was just on the phone with Wanda, and she was telling me maybe we'll have someone. So we're going to freestyle today.
Okay, good. More time for us then.
That's right. That's right. Mr. Barry.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how, well, I'll ask you some questions as, as you begin.
That's
to tell
fine.
Us. Yes.
Oh, me. Okay. I've, been an entrepreneur for, well, I'll say about 20 years now. When I was, maybe 19, 20, I had a job at the, airport. Working in retail, one of the stores in there. And during the lunchtime, I'd go around to the food court and, you know, talk to the business owners in there. Some of them were brothers who owned businesses in the airport. And at that time, I was just struggling, trying to make $25,000 a year. And these guys were making $25,000 a month. So that inspired me to do something different. Because only do but so much working for someone, building their company, building their vision. I've always, every job I had, paid attention, learned. And when I left that job, I knew enough to do it on my own. So from that, when I graduated high school, I did go to school for computers. This was back in 91. There's a room.
they had computers back then?
Yeah, yeah. Computer operations, reel-to-reel, tapes, and things like that. But that was my basis in technology. When I graduated high school, I said, I want to have a job. So he's going to be culinary arts because people are always going to eat, or computers because that was the thing that was blowing up at the time in the 90s. So I chose computers. And since then, I've started out being an entrepreneur and computer repairing computers, building computers, and then later on transitioning into the service side of graphic design and web design in the early 2000s. And since then, I've built up hundreds of websites. 90% of my clients are small businesses. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot with small business development, helping people get their LLCs, get it done right, official, mm-hmm. file your taxes, and just getting them that web presence where people can take you seriously. Right now, you should have a website, should have your web presence, your social media presence. So we just help people getting their self established mm-hmm. online.
So I'm going to ask you some questions as you speak, some historical questions mm-hmm. As it relates to computers and internet. When did the internet start? That's a tricky question, though.
I want to say, was it 2000?
Nope.
It's prior to that, right?
Well, I was at St. Joe's in 92.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you how old I am. I go back to the Commodore computer. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Wow. They're older than me, listeners, these two.
Now, that's when dial-up was super fast.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. There you go.
Wow.
You had a 300 baud. I can't even tell you how slow that is. 300 baud. And you was cooking then.
I've never heard baud before. I don't even know what that is.
Right. I was on the internet back then.
Wow.
The only thing you could do there was look up traffic, flights, and stuff like that. I was on the internet in 83, 84.
Wow.
Now, they say the government had it in the 70s. It goes back even then. But,
Wow. Yeah.
Now, I was an internet consultant in the 90s, right before 2000. Remember, actually, because the late 90s is when the internet became very popular.
Yes, sir.
Back then, it was basically porn ruled everything then.
Yes, sir.
And I remember I wound up paying for a website, get this, 20 G's. That's what I paid for my website in 2000. Because that's when it was, you know, new. And, you know, the way that you marketed back then is you controlled it through search engines and directories. That's mm-hmm. how all marketing was done back in the day. So you had to manipulate the search engines and the directories.
So you go back with 8-track Cadillacs and throwback internet. That's your new slogan. That's his new slogan, y'all. Rubber slogan. He goes 8-tracks and Cadillacs.
Yes,
and
yes.
Way back to the internet.
Yes. I tell people before there was the internet, I was on the internet. And I know jack about the internet. That's all I know is the old stuff, not the new stuff. So I lost my way on the way. So I need to basically ask you questions as it relates to what it is now, but back in the day, I was
well, countless times I found my schooling that I learned in the early 90s, because back then there was no Windows. You turned on the computer, there was a black screen with a cursor, and mm-hmm. you had to type your commands. We had a floppy disk.
Yep.
Or even the smaller hard disk, floppy disk that we used. And when the Windows did come around and I was doing computer repair, when the Windows systems crashed, not many people knew what to do. Mm-hmm. But I knew the DOS commands, which is when the black screen. So I knew what to do, how to operate, because that's what I was in school for. So that helped me tremendously when people had viruses and things like that and the Windows system crashed. What do you do when it crashes and there's a screen there? So I knew how to go into the BIOS and fix it.
I can tell you what you had. All you had to do was get a hammer. Hammer fixes everything.
No. Guys, Brian Fagan, you guys are listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Business with Reverend Sloan. I'm Brian Fagan. James Berry's our guest. So I'm an insurance adjuster. You remember, James, when I called you when I was at Jones Public Adjusters and I crashed the computer, and he literally fixed the computer remotely for me. So he logged in. This was 12, so Rich passed in 11. So yeah. This had to be 12, 13 years ago. He actually logged, he sent me a link, and he logged into the computer while I was there in the office, and he fixed the computer. So, and you've been working with him, you say, how long now?
Oh, man, since, like I said, since 91.
Wow, good stuff. So that's 31 years of expertise. They say, wow, it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. So we have James Berry on today, getyourwebpage.com. I tagged him on Facebook. He is he's done three of my websites, and he's an excellent friend of mine. We go back 16 years, 17 years now.
You guys are old. Oh. Makara.
Yes.
As the young one out of the bunch, Jason, Jason is he's a programmer, right? That's your fiance.
He's a software engineer.
He's a what?
Software engineer.
Software engineer. That's a little different, correct?
Yes.
But see, I have to ask that because it's us old dinosaurs, and I say us, and it's only really me. Well, let me ask you, how old are you?
I am in the 50s.
He looks young. He looks young, guys.
I'll say early 50s.
Early 50s.
And it's crazy now because everything was like they asked me to. I hesitate because I really don't care anymore. After a certain age, you know, to stop counting. But yeah, 50 something.
He 50 something. Okay, well.
Look, guys, I'm contagious. Reverend Sloan dropped his chair down like I do every week. My carer, do you see me drop my chair down by mistake every week?
Yeah.
You guys don't want me developing your website. You don't want me building no houses. I am a voice. I am an opulent orator. I can speak and negotiate and meet people and shake hands and kiss babies, but you don't want me doing nothing technical.
I'm the same way.
Thanks for helping me, Reverend Sloan. I've never seen your chair drop like that, so I feel at home now.
Well, software engineers, I would assume engineer software.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So, and you not only fix computers, I don't know the word for it now, as far as marketing.
Yeah, we do marketing as well, social media marketing, search engine marketing, meaning Google, as far as helping you get your ad campaigns. That's how they're done now. And managing that if you don't have the time to do so. We also do...
Mobile apps, correct?
Yes, mobile apps and... video, video editing, video content, as far as short videos that you post on your timeline, commercials, full-fledged commercials, or even TV shows if necessary. We have a whole media crew as well. So anything as far as promotion, this is what we do.
And I'm going to put you on a spot. You're going to work with me with Divine Sources,
absolutely,
getting content, and the Federation as absolutely far as getting its content out there and
to the masses.
Yes,
absolutely.
And it's very important for us, and we've talked about this a lot, for black businesses, to black people to support black businesses. That's very important to the Federation. But moreover, it's not just getting black people to support black businesses, it's getting people who are in our community, whether they're black, white, or green, to support black businesses as well, because they owe us that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we first have to support ourselves before we can look for anyone else to support us.
Charity begins at home.
Because if we don't respect ourselves, if we don't love ourselves. And I was looking for my love contract, something that I wrote up for my seniors, and I'm just waiting for it. I was looking for it in the car when you guys were walking up, but I couldn't find it. Something that I give to all my seniors, it's a contract to love yourself. I tell people to put it on the refrigerator, read it 5 times, and it's about speaking life over your bones and saying positive things to yourself.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping
positive affirmations. We were talking about that earlier. Meditation, positive affirmations, breathing, putting your body in the right state so it can heal itself. So putting your business in the right state so it can flourish through web design and marketing and getting your content out there. Because if you guys really have great businesses that serve, speaking of a love contract, I was driving the other day and I was like, if somebody asked me what I did, and it's so hard because I'm insurance licenses, I'm going to do some fundraising today. I speak, I laugh, I joke. I was DJing comedy on Facebook during the pandemic, trying to keep people's mind off of, you know, struggling and losing family members. And I just thought of it. I'm just in love with service to humanity. So if I could channel it all into one kind of just thing, I just flat out love serving and helping people. Now, do I always do it well? Yeah, maybe not. But it's my intent. So love the love contract. And tell us more about internet marketing, because you can push buttons where some people learn audibly through the ear. Some people learn visually. Some people need audible and visual. And some people need information. Some people think about how much money they can make. Some people say how I can help people. And some people like fun. So there's different motivations when people are buying. How can a proper website with the right graphics and popping and flashing and sounds and all this information, give us your take on how that makes people feel as a business owner and customers?
Well, honestly, it's not so much the visuals. Visuals are good. I guess I like to ask, but what's your objective? When someone comes to your website, is it a message that you're trying to communicate? Do you want them to purchase something? So my job is to get from A to Z, get their goal accomplished, meaning the customer gets what they want when they go to some website, and you communicate the information that you're trying to convey. So as far as marketing, websites now, back in the day, you used to have keywords and certain keywords that you would program into the website. Now, it's more so same thing, having your content, certain key phrases on your pages. And behind the scenes, you have like hashtags. Like on social media, you have certain hashtags or things for certain things. What is it, phrases or something that you're looking for?
Keyword optimization.
Right. But when they get to the website, like, so you have, a few seconds before they get someone's attention?
3 to 4 seconds, yeah, commercial.
Yeah. So it gets down to even colors and things like that. I have some clients, they want a lot of flashy stuff. They want videos, this and that. One that slows your website down when it comes up.
Oh.
Also, it's you know, science and psychology. Certain colors are just, you know, bad to use. If you ever look at the big websites, they're very simple. It's not a lot of flashy going on. Amazon, Walmart. Look at the websites. Pretty basic, pretty simple.
Let me ask you a question about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so big, they don't have to worry about it, because at the end of the day, and this is just my counter, mm-hmm. and I could be wrong about this. You know, how I used to market back in the day, websites back in the 90s.
Back in the 80s. We know it really was the 80s. But
well, one of the things that we said again is, like, you know, back then, your business is like a lemonade stand in the middle of a desert. Your product or service is needed, but you're in the middle of a desert.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm.
You need to get, people need your product, but how do you get them there? Back then, you tried to use anything and everything, and then it was trying to get your name in as the first one, because if you're number 1 through 10 in the listing, you're more likely to be seen.
Yeah.
Came across, because you're not going to scroll all the way down to 50 and all that, so you're manipulating the search engines. But now, you know, I guess when back in 2000, when I paid $20,000 for my website, and that was a discount.
Wow.
You know, because that's websites were new at that time.
Yeah.
It was fairly new. So you're gonna pay for not only the website, you're going to pay for the manipulation of the search engines. But, you know, back then they didn't have all the flash either. But as things went on, when, you know, I guess the flash, you're trying to get people's attention. If you're a big company like Amazon, you don't necessarily, I don't know if you need the flash, but if you're a small one, I'm asking you for your mm-hmm. opinion. Would that not help you if you have some type of, I can't say catchy phrase, but some type of bang that'll get your attention, that'll make you look?
Well, Well, not to butt in, I know it was a question, but I did want to speak on when he was talking about how colors matter. Mm-hmm. Because it's one of the things that when I was in college, we often talked about. I was a mass communications major. One thing that I did not realize when I took that major was how many art classes I was going to have to take. But in that, we learned a lot about color theory, and in particular on when you're making your logo, when you're branding your companies, you want to make sure that the colors you choose invoke the emotions that you want to invoke.
Right.
So to your point, when you look at these big companies and their logos, you'll notice a lot of soft blues. Why? Yep. Because it's calming, right? You want people to come and enjoy this. Colors so red, that, it's catchy.
Say that again about the soft blues. I want you to emphasize the colors. So.
Oh, yeah. So with soft blues, it often brings to people's mind calmness. Basically, it's calming, it's peaceful, it's enjoyable. So that's why you'll see a lot of soft blues and blues. It's not threatening. It's not aggressive. Right. It's welcoming. Whereas red, sometimes people like to say it's hunger, but it can also invoke aggression. But, you know, that can work well, especially if you're somewhere like a gym or something like that, where you want to show that there's a lot of stuff happening. I can't pull everything off the top of my head, but I just wanted to note that color is very important.
Also, and we're talking about psychographics because I studied psychology at St. Joe's. I don't have a degree, but psychographics are what motivates people. So when I sold Volkswagens back in 98 to 05, in the Volkswagen, if you ever own one, they say blue is for the... what was blue for? I know red helps you focus. So they used the color scheme of blue and red. The background was blue, and then the dials were red because when you're driving down the road, you do need to be able to see how fast you're going because Volkswagens are torquey. So colors, you know, do matter. And if you guys are listening, we're on this is the Federation of the Black and Minority Businesses Hour with Reverend Sloan, and we have a special guest, James Berry, here. We have some more callers coming in. We're talking about the importance of a web presence and marketing your business online.
Well, red also, because Mr. Berry has a red.
He does have red on.
You know what that's for? that actually is, when it comes down to driving, that red is for tickets.
Yeah, flashing red lights is not good.
Well, to Brian's point, red means alert.
Yes, it does. It does. It means alert.
So. We have Miss Melanie Bazemore on the call, and Miss Bazemore, I want to introduce you to Mr. Berry, Elder Berry. Miss Melanie Bazemore, she has a I always mix this up. I don't want to use the words credit repair. Credit restoration?
Yes, actually, financial literacy.
Financial literacy.
Wonderful.
Yes, we do credit restoration, but financial literacy is the goal because we have so many people doing credit repair and restoration, but are they educating them? Because credit is something that you have to be involved in. So you really want to be educated so you can keep on top of your finances.
And you guys had, and I could not stay. I had an emergency. You guys had Dr. Frazier at a function on Friday, correct? He's had two functions on Friday. And the funny thing about Dr. Frazier, meeting him for the first time, and he was at the rally, and he looked at me. He looked at me, and I never met this man. And he gave me a nod. And I was like, hold on, did I ever meet this man? I know I talked to him on the radio, but for him to shake his head as if he knew me, like, how you doing? And I'm like, how you doing? And I'm from the stand, you know, from the crowd. I was like, did he recognize me, or is he just saying hi just to say hi? But he's not doing that with anyone else. He looked at me and said, how you doing? You know, out of all those people, I was like, okay, that's kind of strange. But when I looked at him, he was talking about, you know, growing up in a hood. And I was like, hold on, is that really him? But I know it's him because he looks like the speaker. Because, you know, he looks like.
He looks regal.
He does. He looks very. I met him one time years ago, but he looks regal. He's very polished.
He looks like a white man.
Yes. He looks regal.
And he said, look, black comes in all different types of shapes, colors, hair texture, and so forth. I was like, my gosh, he looks so much white. He looks like my mom and my uncle, because he definitely could pass for being Caucasian. And it was just ironic. And he was, oh my gosh, that's a picture of him. show him. And he said, yes, I am a brother.
I remember him saying, even our producer back there is looking, he looks sideways a little bit too. But he's from Guyana.
You ever remember on the Fresh Prince, the reporter that Hillary married that fell off? That's who that guy looks like.
Yes, sir. Dr. Fraser, you're a strapping lad, sir. We love you.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very fair-skinned, y'all. Very, very fair-skinned.
Miss Bazemore, I am so sorry, but I just had to say that.
Oh, no, that's perfectly okay, because he always starts off saying, yes, I am black. And it's so funny, because even when he uses his different tones, when we had dinner with him on Friday evening, he just went in and he was like, yeah, he's definitely a brother. But his message is so powerful.
So, Miss Bazemore, I definitely want to make the connection with you and Mr. Barry, because maybe he can help you guys and with your individual. I know you guys are connected to an organization, but you guys are also individuals as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Ms. Bazemore, what programs do you have as far as financial literacy?
We have saving tools, budgeting tools. We actually give our customers a network calculator, because just to be the awareness of what their network worth is, mm-hmm. because, you know, liabilities versus assets. We give them credit restoration. We also give them a will and a living trust. We give them a financial lockbox, which helps them save their important documents, and just financial literacy overall, with a youth financial literacy platform for the children.
Okay.
It's awesome.
And do you, is this Series 7's license? No, that's for annuities and everything, correct?
Correct.
So, correct.
Okay, so this
have,
okay, this
you
is
don't have to be licensed because we have a team of attorneys that actually do the
I was
paperwork.
Just about to say that.
I'm you trying to recruit for you. So if any listeners out there want to get into it, because I think in order you need 10,000 hours to become an expert. So in order for anyone to join what you do and grow and expand and start to franchise, because I'm a guy that looks at franchising. And I was just telling Elder Barry, I told Reverend Sloan this when we first met a month and a half ago on the phone. I had I designed a Hope Christian Business Group where my goal was to own a platform of Christian businesses, like in the mall or strip mall, and you get to bigger stuff. So I asked you that question because I foresee it being something that people need more, mm-hmm. because we sat and talked about how Jesus recruited entrepreneurs. He recruited entrepreneurs. So in our churches, we wouldn't have to pray for jobs if we had more entrepreneurs in training. So my question was strategic about, do you need a license? Because sometimes needing a license kind of scares people, because I want to see you grow and expand and, you know, and become bigger in what you guys do, because it's needed. And then you travel, you shut up shop here and you go to another zip code or another state. So,
yeah, one of my financial clients, he's really, really big on financial literacy in our community because it's needed. It's just a mindset. We haven't been taught certain things as far as other races. He has videos and things like that. And he's working on a mobile app to help us budget and get things in order, some of the things that you were just talking about, but an app version to get our community more financially literate.
So let me just jump in. So one of the things that I see here is number one, with the Federation. I'm sorry. I don't know how I did that. The Federation of Black Minority Businesses connect our businesses with one another.
Wonderful.
To support. So I look forward to working with you, Ms. Bazemore, to connecting a lot of our businesses to you.
and Mr. Berry, because I want both of you part of the Federation so that, again, when we talk to business, our job is to talk to business and help our businesses grow. And to get our people to support businesses who are helping our community, because we do get a lot of help from, you know, other cultures. You know, the Jewish community helped me tremendously. They gave me over $200,000 worth of stuff to give away.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing. I give it away.
Can you repeat that again?
I've been given over $200,000 worth of stuff to give. And this is nice stuff. I gave some stuff to my producer here, right? You can attest to that. And all over, I've been giving it. I give it out almost every single day. You guys are going to be at an event in which you're going to see me give away some nice stuff today. This is not cheap stuff. This is really nice stuff.
Awesome.
I look forward to doing this on a regular basis. And on the 10th of May, we're at the York House at, what is the address there? 5325 Old York Road at the York House. We're going to have a senior expo. And we're going to give away at least around $25,000 to $50,000 worth of stuff. So I look forward to the day. We're trying to invite the churches, senior buildings, and for the first 125 who RSVP, they're guaranteed to get a $200 juicer.
Wow.
How do you RSVP? Oh.
That's, you know what? I'm so glad you said that. Makara, we have to put it on a website. Because people are saying, how do we do this? I have people to say, I want to do it. And I'm like, okay, go. Oh, that's right. We don't have it connected to our website.
Okay, so I'm making this promise on the radio. Give me 24 hours. And so tomorrow on the 28th on thefbmb.com, that's thefbmb.com, there will be an RSVP button for the May 10th event.
And we also need to connect Ms. Bazemore and Wanda to the website as well. As
our Facebook page,
yes, and this is where we're going to get Mr. Berry involved, Makara, to really help us with the Facebook and social media, website marketing, and all that other stuff. Because really, we're trying to reach out nationally.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, they say trying is a noisy way of saying I'm not going to do it. So we're in the process. Trust the process, Joel Embiid.
Wait.
MVP.
No. You got to come better than that. Give me an acronym because you're the acronym man.
Yes, he is.
So what do you want acronym for? Test my brain right now and I'll give you one.
What you just said.
What?
No, you say what?
Trying is a noisy way of saying
I'm not going to do it. To reduce your injury, negotiate gifts, your gifts. To reduce your injury, negotiate gifts. So what is the gift that you have inside of you? So injury means I'm weak or I'm not appropriate or I haven't functioned or I need more rest or I need more strength. So reduce your injury or to residualize income, negotiate gifts. I see it's better. To residualize income.
Wait, that's ill. He came up with one last week. That's ill.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I love the one ill that he came up with. That was 2 weeks ago, right?
No, last week. 2 weeks ago, I was in my MIA. I had some allergy problems.
You know, I've been using it ever since.
Yeah.
And can you say what ill was? Because I can say it.
Please, because sometimes I don't remember them.
Ill is what's happening to our community, and that is intentional leverage leaving the community.
Yeah, there it is, and that's why we're ill.
Yes.
And then I said if the other ill is, wealth intentionally lingering longer or something. Something of will or ill. I forget. They pop in my head. I probably have 200 acronyms. So 201 because I just gave trying.
Write the book, sir.
Miss Bazemore, how did you like that one?
That was great. That was awesome.
You like really to try him, Miss Bazemore?
Yes.
It's my gift and a curse. This brain is just ridiculous.
And you heard of the term, the phrase, teamwork makes the
dream work.
That was by Dr. Frazier.
Dr. George Frazier, FrazierNet.
That's
Yes. Yeah. How did you like The Ill, Makara?
Oh, it's a good one. Brian always comes out with the great ones.
Yeah, I think I give him all those ideas.
Yes,
I think
he does. He channels it in. It's like telepathy, you know? His hair is low.
Don't let him do that to you.
His hair is low.
Why don't you just tell the truth? I'm bald now. What are you talking about is low?
His hair.
It was low.
His hair is low.
Tell the truth.
My hair is getting lower, so we use it's called dome telepathy. Guys, we are going to laugh on this show. Reverend Sloan is always joking, so this is serious what we're doing. We probably got 7 more minutes or so, but this is serious what we do. We are in a foundational stage. I won't say incubational, but we need help. Reverend Sloan can't do all this on his own. I talked with James yesterday. He came right over. We met two more people. Yes. We met Mr. Stan at Stan's Tires today. He's one of my
It's coming together.
Years.
It is. And I tell you, these brothers poured.
We need help, y'all.
These brothers poured into me. And
we slapped them up today about his gift, y'all.
Yeah, Makara, they got me.
Makara, we told your dad that, or Reverend Stone, your dad, however you want to say it, we told him we were going to Jonah him. Me and James, we're going to grab him by his arms and throw him in the river so he can swim and bring some of this stuff to fruition. So we're just here to support. So we appreciate all our listeners. We appreciate our studio guy back here. We appreciate the people that are coming, the people that have been there, even the two guys. Well, the one guy, I'm only going to get on my brother, the one that missed our meeting today. So I hope he's listening.
Oh, wait, hold on. Which one?
I'm not going to say.
I'll tell you, hold on. I just got a text from Thompson.
Both of their names are Bill. So
I just got a text from him. He just said, is the meeting still on?
No.
He did. He actually texted me.
It probably was late. These phones are crazy. My phone is.
Oh, of course, mine. I get the text like maybe 24 hours later.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, guys, you guys are listening to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. We need your support. We need your expertise. We need your concentration. We need your contribution. At the end of what we're trying to do over here is at the end of your life, we want your children to be proud of you because we're all going to expire. As I go out and try and fundraise today out in my neighborhood in East Falls and knock on doors to get people to contribute to the young man who we don't know if he took his life, but he's deceased. I'm not going to concentrate on that. But at a 12-year-old, his mom took his phone. And I talked to the parents last night, and he took his life. So we don't know if he changed his mind. I hope that's the case. So there's some type of peace for these parents. But he was arguing with his brother, and the mom took the phone. The dad wasn't home, and he took his life. So we're going to be out marketing today. So we're just trying to get into the community. We're trying to stop some of this violence. We're trying to educate people on financial literacy. We're trying to give you some good core foundational character values and virtues and traits that you can apply that apply to everything in business and family and community. Because Philadelphia, we're one of the largest poor cities in the country. We also are one of the most corrupt cities. I'm going to shoot from the hip. I don't care if you guys like me or not. I love you. So I'm more interested in you loving me and respecting me. And like I said, I want you at the end of your lifespan for your children to be proud of you. And they say a good man leaves inheritance for his children's children. So I'm not even a good man yet. I won't be that until I have grandchildren. So I appreciate that, Dr. Barry.
There you go.
If everybody could take that mindset that, hey, I am not a good person until I have great grandchildren, not chronological or generational. I'm talking about as far as spirit. If we have amazing kids and brothers, we just got to get more involved. I mean, point blank, we just got to get more involved. If you don't know, come, man. Elder Barry's a minister. He's been a minister a long time. Reverend Sloan, I'm just Brother Brian. So, guys.
You're a minister as well.
Work on your master's degree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, get involved. Y'all visit us, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. We're on Facebook. Look us up at the FBMB.com. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you, James Berry. Thank you, Makara. Thank you, Melody Bazemore. And I'll let you close this out, Rev.
Miss Bazemore, real quick, if you can give your number of how people can reach you.
Yes, you can reach me at 267-908-3382. Text, call, we're here to help.
Thank you. And Mr. Berry.
GetYourWebPage.com.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Makara.
God bless you, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care. World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. Ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. Thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time.